Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The men on the trip are starting to feel this will be their last voyage, ending their lives. The trip's looking pretty dire at this point, with the odds that it's Paul's last voyage too. Let me continue my story, and we'll find out. The sails have been loosed on the ship, and they're flapping in the wind. The pilot had a sea anchor put into the water, hoping the sea currents would pull them to safety. All cargo has been jettisoned, and there has been no sun or stars seen for days. The men were hungry because it had been days since anyone had eaten. Paul stood in their midst and addressed everyone on the boat. "Men, you ought to have listened and followed my advice and not set sail. Yet I urge you, keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life on this trip, but only the boat will not survive. For this very night, an angel sent by God assured me, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul, because you must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has granted that you and all those are sailing with you safety. So take courage, men. Trust in my God to do what he has promised.'" The 14th day of no sun or stars, the crew thought they were near shore. The water was getting shallow, but now there was real danger of hitting the rocks, so the pilot had all the anchors tossed into the water. Several of the crew started to let down the only small boat into the water, hoping to escape. Paul informed the Roman cohort that all needed to be on board to be saved by God. So the Roman soldier used his broadsword and cut the ropes, dropping the boat into the water with no one aboard. At dawn, the pilot could see the beach and drove the boat towards it. The boat broke up in the surf, with everyone abandoning ship. God's hand had moved, but not in a way that we'd anticipated. The storm has just destroyed the ship, leaving the crew and passengers to fend for themselves in the water. Paul has found favor with his jailer, and his chains have been loosed as he jumps overboard. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.